Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. So we've gotten some questions from our students and our audience and our community about how Emily and I have evolved in our course creation journey. And we'll take you back, not all the way back, not necessarily to our client days, but at least to the beginning stages of us creating our first course all the way through today and what has changed and how we've been able to grow and better serve our community.
Yeah, I think the purpose behind doing this is to really showcase to y'all that you can start small. Like, nothing has to be perfected. Just run with something and run the heck out of it until you add on anything else. I think so many people are like, okay, but I want to have like my flagship program figured out. We did not have our flagship program figured out until almost 2 years in. So just dive in if courses is something that you're wanting to try and maybe learn from a few of our mistakes and take some of our advice, and then you can see some bomb ass results, you know, a year into it or whatever. So let's take it back to the very first program we ever made. And it's actually the program that I made by myself for the very first time. So I knew I wanted to get into selling a course or trying to find the online realm when I was wanting to kind of step away from photography as much as I had been back in, what, 2014? Is that the year we're in?
Maybe 15.
2015. Yeah, 2015. So it was March of 2015, and I had gotten a lot of questions from my community about how I had been a successful photographer. How was I making money? How was I making sales? People would chat about all that stuff. They would email me, or local people would ask me, or whatever. I had kind of nailed down some selling tactics and some unique ways of pricing and all of that good stuff that I felt was relevant to other photographers and other creatives. So I actually wanted to create a course called Pricing for Profit. I did not make it yet. I had a webinar where I taught like step zero of whatever that phase looked like and got people to sign up for it. I pitched the course at the end. People bought it. I dripped out the content as I made it, and I found that the people who bought it were actually not just photographers. They were actually very few photographers, and they were creatives as a whole. So selling t-shirts, coffee mugs, stationery, stuff like that. So I figured, well, holy crap, this stuff is applicable to more than just photographers. So let me kind of see what that looks like. And so in that realm is when I met Abby, and we actually fully tweaked the course. But before then, and even after then, we just like rebranded it. I made the course and hosted it on a password protected page on Squarespace. So I would email the password to my students, they would type it in, and they would access the lessons. I literally just posted up the title and then like video clip, video clip, video clip. And if there was anything to download, which at that point I don't think there was, I would just have a link or a button underneath each video and they would go take that lesson. So it's very simple. I think there was like 4 or 5 video lessons inside that entire program at the time. And then when Abby came on board, we rebranded it and we redid the slides to be more like colorful and just more professional, because I literally just made them in like PowerPoint, but it was the same content. I think we added like 1 or 2 extra modules when you came on board.
Yeah. So when we added that, we started selling it together. Mm-hmm. And we weren't even necessarily in business together yet at this point. We just started co-selling it and decided we were going to pitch the program to creatives as a whole. I had my own audience and Emily still had her own audience, and we just kind of collaborated and got it out into the world. I remember making the slides and making it all kind of work. And I remember it being honestly pretty inspired by how Hillary Rushford's Instagram course was set up. Yep. And not that Hillary Rushford was on Squarespace necessarily, but if y'all took her Instagram course back in the day, it was literally super simple. It was just like she said, a video next to a video next to a video. And it was all on one page. There wasn't any place to add comments. There was no fanciness to it whatsoever. And so we laid it out the same way in Squarespace and made it work for, I think, at least 6 to 8 months that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the fact was at that point, we had no clue whether courses is something that we wanted to do like 100%. Like literally, that wasn't even, I don't even think an option at the time, like a thought of ours. And so at that point, it was just kind of this extra piece that we were testing and we were marketing and we were figuring out if we were liking to redo. So it didn't make sense for us to invest in like full-on course design work and like different platforms and switching to WordPress so we could design our own course pages. Like it literally just didn't look like that. And I am all for, you know, figuring out the easiest way to get something out as quickly as you can. Like the content was amazing and it was valuable. So it didn't matter the back end, like if it was super simple and super easy, because if that was easy to be set up over a couple of hours for us at max, then that's what it needed to be at the time. So eventually, Pricing for Profit became the Money-Making Creative, which is what a lot of you know it as today. That course still exists. And it got revamped. It got rebranded again. More content was added. And I think at that point, we tested a couple of different selling strategies. So I think we added maybe a different price point, like a payment plan. We might have added like an extra bonus. And we just tested different things. But it was still the same course for that entire year of 2015. We didn't start, well, in December, we started adding on a different program, but we ran with the exact same course and we're selling it over and over and over again for almost a year until December. And we started releasing the Biz Chick Co-op.
Yeah. And when we started the Biz Chick Co-op, we didn't know what we were doing.
Nope.
And we had the intention of creating a membership site at some point. At least for the time being, we wanted it to be some sort of monthly fee. We like the idea of reoccurring income because who doesn't?
Right.
And there was a lot of people starting kind of smaller membership sites for a lower price point. And we wanted to get in on that jazz because that sounded amazing to us.
Yeah.
And so we had a model of creating worksheets and a monthly webinar about a certain topic, and people would attend and they would get all this information and we would just add to it month after month after month.
Yep. The problem with that for us, and I think the bigger question that y'all should ask yourself if you're wanting to do some sort of membership platform where there's content constantly spitting out, is can you turn it off? Can you turn yourself off? Can you turn the creativity off? Our problem was we would pick a topic. So say, for instance, 1 month would be all about email list growth. So we would create a webinar. That's how we would sell seats to the membership. So it would all be all about building your email list. So we would pick a strategy or we'd pick something to teach and it would be inside that hour and a half masterclass. So from there, sign up for the Biz Chick Co-op because now we have like an ebook on how to grow your email list. 87,000 brilliant subject lines that convert for your email. Email templates, email workflows, email this, email that. And we just couldn't stop creating things because we wanted to just provide people with everything. So what ended up happening was there was so much material that we were writing, designing, and making every single month that we looked into it about 3 months in and we looked at each other like, we cannot keep this up. Like, there's literally no way. We will never run out of ideas on what to teach, but I'm literally exhausted from providing all the collateral for it that I don't see this being sustainable.
Well, and the other problem, at least in the beginning, was how we had it physically set up. So keep in mind, at this point, the only other program we had run is Pricing for Profit, eventually renamed Money Making Creative. And we wanted to be able to have it on this membership platform. But we were so scared of having to create a WordPress site. And that at the time was really the only easy way to have member logins to this private protected site where they had all this information. And so we did it the same way we did Pricing for Profit. It was just on one single page. And instead of having like the single password, we ended up doing a paywall. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I hated that thing. So at the time, membership sites were not widely known. There are other sites now, plugins actually for Squarespace that help you run a membership site. So this part is not even an issue for y'all now. And it's definitely like easily integrated. But at the time, we were having to use something called TinyPass, now rebranded to P&O, and I don't even know if they're still around or what they offer now. But it was like a line of code that we inserted into a Squarespace page, and it made that page be password protected, basically, where you would get to it, and then all of a sudden a paywall would pop up, just like a pop-up window, and it would prompt you to either sign into your account or buy a membership package so you could access that content. The problem with that was they had just been sold and rebranded. It wasn't their focus. So tech issues on their end were not great. Customer service was next, like literally non-existent. So if we had an issue, like there was literally no one we could talk to about getting paid, canceling someone's account, seeing how many times someone had been charged. Like everything was just like janky, janky, janky in the background. And so it was literally just not like working in the sense of we didn't know who was there and who wasn't there and who wanted to cancel and how often they'd been charged. Like that's a big problem.
The reporting was awful. Mm-hmm. It took literally, I think, 3 months to get paid.
Yeah.
So it was awful from a standpoint of actually making money from it.
Yeah.
And also, if anyone knows anything about any sort of code, you could break it in like one click of a backspace.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hated that, but it was like the best solution at the time.
Well, and it also sucked because so we're creating content every single month, right? So that includes a masterclass. It generally included downloadable worksheets, ebooks, and smaller courses inside like that theme. So what ended up happening was since everything was on one page, you were scrolling for ages and ages and ages to get to new content or different content. There was no searchability. Like it just wasn't organized in a way because that's not what it was made to do. So we were kind of like making Squarespace be something that it just couldn't be at that time. And it wasn't a great experience for the students. It wasn't a great experience for us. So I think it was like March of the next year. So we debuted it in December. It was March that we decided we're 3 months in or 4 months of content in at that point that we're going to cap it out at 9 themes. So 9 modules. And after that 9 months of doing content, it was no longer going to be a monthly reoccurring membership program where there was constantly new content. It was just 9 modules of lessons. And it was just one course at that time.
Which it was a great way to A, have us learn some things, but also give us an out.
Yes.
So I'm not upset with what ended up happening.
No.
But it just didn't work from a standpoint of
sustainability. So my advice from this is a really, really long and hard think about if you can sustain a membership type program. And B, if even if it's not membership, whatever you're thinking about doing, if the systems, softwares, tools, plugins, whatever right now do not exist to make that thing work really well, just wait. Like, just wait. Because if you're having to move students over to a different platform, oh my Lanta, I literally want to go back in time and give that Emily a margarita. Because that was so awful. It was such a headache. And it wasn't even like we lost some people, like, because we did, that's going to happen. But literally just moving people over, making sure people saw their email, people reaching back out 6 months later saying, oh, I wanted to move over, but I never did. How can I get into it? Honoring prices, like when BizShip Co-op first released, it was $17 a month. Well, when you make it as a 9-module course, it's obviously more than $17 a month. And so we had some people that were like, well, I saw it at this price and I signed in and then I canceled and then I signed back up. Can I get this for $17? It was just this like nightmare that lasted for probably 6 or 9 months until it finally died down to where there were finally people who didn't remember that it was that price.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's over. Yeah. So after BizChick, once we finally were like, okay, this is going to be its own course. We had Money Making Creative. We had BizChick. We decided to move over to Teachable. Yeah. So at that point, we were like, okay, if we're going to sell courses. At that point, we had ditched client work. We were full on doing courses. So paying $99 plus per month to have Teachable, it made sense because we could see that money coming back. It was totally fine. It was going to make the user experience a lot better. It was a literal safer platform for people to be spending, like getting their credit card information, interacting with the content, leaving comments, all of that stuff. It was all better. So we made the transition. Getting people over there was kind of iffy. But I think still at that point, did we still just have the two programs? Because it wasn't until July that we made Trello.
Yeah. So the next program that we actually came out with, it still didn't go on Teachable. The first time we released it, we partnered with another person. So if y'all don't know Alex Estes.
Alex Estes, Bray now.
Oh, yes. She got married. Congratulations, Alex. I love her. I just can't think of her as married. But she's a very talented calligrapher. And she had an idea. And I was kind of working with her about some things. And I wanted to teach other calligraphers how to digitize their work. And so I had no calligraphy skill. She did, but I had all the Photoshop skills to back it up. And Emily obviously has some branding knowledge. So the three of us got together and we decided to co-sell a course together called Becoming an Online Artist. And it was very niche. Like it wasn't to our whole audience. It was specifically for calligraphers who wanted to be able to digitize their work and use Photoshop. And so we actually pre-sold it with like a three lesson kind of video series and
very David Siteman Garland method. Style.
Yeah, for sure.
It started with an opt-in. So it was like, download this free resource guide for like best brushes, pens, paints, tools for supplies for a calligrapher. And then the first video was like our journey of being in business. The second one was like all about mistakes. And the third one was, I think, diving into more of the things, the tools that Alex used in calligraphy.
Yeah. So we started selling seats to that before we even got into it. And instead of selling on a webinar like we had been used to, we made the webinar the class. So the first time we did it, the class was taught live via webinar. And it wasn't until later that we broke it down into lessons and re-recorded everything. Right. But at first, it was done in two workshops that were done live. And people who purchased came and attended the workshop. and was able to watch it. And later on, a couple months down the road, I think, we ended up re-recording everything into smaller bite-sized videos so that we could sell it on an evergreen format.
Yeah. Yeah, and it still exists to this day. It's one of those things I would love to go back and revisit because I think it's so niche that it could be marketed in just such a unique way and get put out there. So if you're a calligrapher wanting to learn how to digitize your work, be sure to head to becominganonlineartist.com. But then the next thing we made, which still exists, but we don't really talk about that much. It's one of those like weird courses for me. You know how I feel about this course.
Well, you say that, but there's plans for it.
Yeah.
That it's not going to happen for like another 6 months. But if you own this course, get excited.
Get excited.
If you don't own this course, you could get in now and you would get a bunch of free stuff. But so we're talking specifically about Snap, Style, and Sell. And we originally created this course as an Instagram exclusive course. Mm-hmm. And this was really the beginning, I would say, of us moving over to Teachable. So we moved at this point. We moved BizChick. We just started redoing Becoming an Online Artist. I think we had moved over Pricing for Profit. I don't think we had even necessarily resold it at this point.
Right.
But we put together Snap, Style, and Sell summer of 2016. And we wanted to really kind of help people through Instagram. At this point, our Instagram was exploding. And so we had a lot of things to say about how to grow organically using specific tools and photo techniques
and not even know how to grow, but specifically how to sell. So how to use your Instagram account to make money. I think that was a big piece that was missing. I think a lot of programs teach for the sake of growing. So you just have a high number to save.
The number is really irrelevant for sure.
Yeah. So, but we are revisiting that program and I am excited for its future. So if you're interested in that, get in on it and you get all the updates for free. So go check that out. But the next thing that we made, right? Best thing we've ever done. And
well, I don't know if we have to say second best thing now.
I know. Well, it's good. It's the best thing we've ever done for these specific reasons. So it's the best thing we've ever done because it was the easiest, the fastest, the least expensive, the most profitable at that time, and just the most like, we just want to make it fun and simple and easy. So we're not like, we didn't spend too much like time stressing about it. And so it was so freeing to make because we were just keeping it so simple. And up until like the last couple months, it was like our most profitable, like right out the gate kind of program that has gotten the least amount of marketing. No webinar whatsoever has been held about this program. We literally just opened the doors, told people about it, sent out maybe 3 emails over the entire life of this program about it. We've written a couple blog posts about it, but it has exploded organically on its own. And the thing we're talking about, have you guys guessed it? It's Trello for Business.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
It is our baby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unlike every other program we've had, we really decided that instead of making it a premium product, we wanted to make it a no-brainer purchase.
Yep.
And for us, that meant offering something of crazy insane value for a super reasonable buy-in. So literally, since the day we opened the doors, and always and forever, cross my heart, swear on the Bible, it will always be $29.
Yep. And you know how many people have said, you really need to increase that price. But I don't think they understand, because I think what's funny is that we were one of the first. I'm not going to say the first because I don't know about everyone else's business. But we were, and I still think to this day, one of the first and the only people to use a paid product as their first initial touch point. A lot of people like sell the hell out of an opt-in or a free course or whatever it may be. And although we have those things, I'm not saying we don't, but this is the thing where I say, if you want to get a taste of TCC, just go buy this thing. You will learn exactly what kind of value we put out there, how we teach, what we provide, and how we can impact your business in this program for $29. I'll just try it out, $29, get it. You're going to love it. Trust me. There's not one person who's not liked it, even if they didn't use Trello. And you will begin to see what we're all about. And so people do it. Yep. Like, it's just their first taste of TCC. They've never heard of us, but maybe one of their friends said, oh my God, you should go check it out. So they look at it and they're like, oh, it's only $29. I'm just going to get it. They buy it and then they're addicted. People literally call it the gateway drug to TCC.
It's so funny. I was so surprised by the amount of just like organic conversation around it. Mm-hmm. So it came out in July of 2016. So it just turned a year old.
Oh, happy birthday, Trello for Business.
I've never cared how much or how old something was or how amazing it was ever. Oh, by the way, it's getting a facelift. So if it hasn't gotten the facelift by the time this goes live, it will be getting one within a couple of weeks, and it's going to be free. So don't even worry about
it. Yeah, just get in and you're just going to get all the good stuff.
So we seriously love it. And I know it sounds super cheesy, but seriously, like, we did it in a way so that people would want to talk about it. And part of the reason we did it this way, and it was over a lot of conversation, is we knew how much Trello had changed our life and changed our business. But we were concerned if we sold it at, you know, $397, $597, right, whatever, that people would not understand the potential impact it would have until after they had taken the program.
Yeah. And that's how a lot of productivity stuff is. Like, it's that kind of stuff where you're like, I know I need it, but I don't want to spend money on it. And, like, I really don't want to spend time on it. So we're already having to, like, push, like, get a lot of pushback with people are like, I don't have time to even restructure my systems. So since we're fighting with that already, we're like, let's just make it like a no-brainer. And then they're going to be addicted and then go buy everything else.
So I know it sounds crazy, but because of that, we've had literally thousands of people take Trello for Business.
Yep.
And it has resulted in thousands of other sales.
Yep.
In our business.
And I think one of the very first times that we saw the direct impact of Trello, which really kind of opened up our eyes to, okay, maybe we need to, like, put some marketing strategy behind Trello for Business, is when we recently launched Strategy Academy, which we're going to talk about in a second. We're not there yet in our timeline, but we were running ads, right? And so we'd been running ads the month prior for Rock Your Biz. And so we started running ads again for the Strategy Academy. So it was almost like 9 to 10 straight weeks of running ads. So we're reaching a lot of people for cold audiences, right? And so we would backtrack, okay, the people who bought Strategy Academy, which was a $1,000 or a $2,000 buy-in, like, flat out, where did they come from? How long have they been in our audience? Are they on our list? Have they bought anything from us before? A good chunk of those people who had only bought Trello from us, and some of those people, a lot of them, had just bought Trello within 30 days, turn around, and 30 days later, bought a $1,000 or $2,000 program. Blew our minds.
So we can't deny the power that has. So for you, that we're not using this to brag. We're using this for you to think about a selling tool, a selling opportunity. Mm-hmm. So is there something you could offer that's of crazy amounts of value that you could sell for a very, very low buy-in that would just make people go goo goo gaga over?
Yeah.
And want everything else you have to offer.
Yep. Yep. And consider, like, if your opt-in right now is that juicy and amazing, put a price tag on it and make a different opt-in for free. Like, don't be afraid to charge a low amount for your opt-in, like your first touch point, because it's worked for us. You just have to make it very freaking valuable.
For sure.
You have to know that you could have charged $1,000, but you didn't, kind of thing.
Right. So the next one is actually free, but it's still a course.
Yes. So your biz on autopilot. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Is that when we made that, right after Trello?
I think so.
I, like, that whole back half of the year, I just forgot.
I think it had to have been. I think we finally were like, we should make a free course to get people in the door. I am not honestly sure on the timeline, but I am fairly certain at this point this is what happened. So we made Trello. That was going super duper well. And then we were like, you know what? We should make a freebie that lets people sign up on our course platform, so that they see the crazy things we're doing and they like know how we work, know how we sell. It's the same theory as Trello, but for $0, right? So we went ahead and made a whole course. It's definitely not as valuable as Trello, but it's still valuable and it's $0. And so we got people to go ahead and sign up. So if they did go to buy a course later, they already had a profile. They had already gone through some of the headaches that would like prevent them from purchasing. And so we set that up. That freebie, now granted, it's not as powerful as Trello, which is interesting to me, but it's still, besides Trello, our most downloaded freebie. Our most like opted into freebie. By hundreds, if not thousands.
By far. Yeah. So, I mean, and it does exactly what Abby says. It gets people taking program used to taking programs for us. It gets their Teachable account made. So they're already one step closer to like, okay, I'm just going to go buy this thing now because I already know how this works. It really showcases a lot of that trust factor of what to expect when you're inside our course portal, how to interact with the system. Like you're figuring all of those kinks out on something that's free. So it really does something incredible. So I encourage you to at least look at your opt-in and how can you make it live on the thing where you're wanting people to go buy things. Like I know people who like they sell paintings, right? So how they deliver their freebies is through their shop. They make it for $0, but you have to click add to cart. You have to make an account. You have to put in your address, just like you're checking out for something that costs money, but then it's free. Like you can enter in a coupon code or it's automatically free and you click checkout. So that gets the buyer used to what that looks like and it gets an account made on their system to where next time you're like, okay, I already know what to expect. And it just makes that buying process easier.
Same theory.
Yep. Same theory. So what was next?
The follow-through method.
Oh, one of my favorite. I do like this one a lot. I think it's one of those similar to Trello where it's like, you don't know how valuable it is until you take it because it's about, you know, goal setting and working backwards and achieving your dreams and really strategizing things so they get done instead of just saying you want to make things happen in your business, actually making them happen. So it sounds like kind of like, I don't really know about that. But as soon as you take it, it's so eye-opening for how we've structured the things that we want to take in our own business. And so I think it gives people some inspiration on how to kind of like be, you know, doing things in their business, which is awesome. But we made that one in December of 2016, I think.
Yeah. We also made it on the like back burner of like literally weeks before you were about to have your first child.
Yeah. So this one was exciting because all of November and December we of 2016, we were prepping for me going on maternity leave. And in the middle of that, Abby had a terrible car accident. So we were also prepping to have her take some time off if need be. And so we were setting up and creating this entire program, writing all of the emails, writing like the pitch, the webinar outline. And I was on a webinar the day before my daughter was born, selling this program and getting people in the door and getting people inside of it because I knew we needed to have money trickling in while I was going to be away. And we wanted to have people like already wrapped up, sold while I was gone. So that's what we did. And it did really well for how like off we were that month.
Yeah, I think a lot of that had to do with how much prep we had done. So
100%.
The course was pretty much ready to go. We had written a ton of stuff in advance, scheduled a bunch of emails in advance. Mm-hmm. We were nearly radio silent on social media other than what was
pre-scheduled. But it didn't feel like it.
No, it didn't feel like it at all because of everything.
For our audience, not for us. Yeah.
For us, it felt like we weren't doing anything, but for everyone else, we had scheduled everything out. And so
like literally like Instagram posts, emails, tweets, blog posts, like literally so much where we even had the podcast coming out and we had scheduled podcast promotion, like all of that stuff where it looked like, holy crap, Abby and Emily just like launched a podcast and she's at the hospital with her baby and like...
launched a podcast, launched a new website, and launched this course simultaneously while both of us were not working.
Yep. So if that is any a testament to the power of passive income and setting up your systems beforehand, and if that is not the greatest testimonial you've heard about the follow-through method anyways, because we teach what we know, right? And we teach what we use in our business. So it's literally those strategies that we used to prepare and tackle and achieve our goals while we were going to be gone for at least 4 weeks.
Right. For sure.
So there.
So there.
So then the next thing we did, we didn't create a course, but we sold a bundle of a course.
There's something we did before that.
Oh, what is that?
Your business horoscope.
Oh, you're right. I forget about that little doodad. He's so great.
He's like my little gem that you think that trying to convince someone about Trello or follow-through method would be hard?
Try to convince someone about math.
So literally, this is what this is. Your business horoscope is literally a full hour of me explaining how to do math in your business and why it's important. Mm-hmm. And I know this sounds crazy, and like we did this much like we did becoming an online artist. Like we went way back in the day and we pre-sold a workshop, which P.S. does not work as well for us.
Yeah, it just doesn't. Right.
So if you have not tried, if you're trying to pre-sell workshops versus do a live webinar, I honestly would suggest
do a
webinar.
Yeah.
But because of the nature of this thing, I literally didn't necessarily care how many people wanted to come.
Right.
I just wanted to be able to answer questions to see what other people had questions about, because it was something I was compelled to create and I knew it was going to be super, super valuable, because we were going over things like how to calculate growth and how to calculate the value of your customer and how to plan so that you can reach your financial goals and how many customers you need to get there and all of these things that sound, I mean, they sound juicy, but at the end of the day require you to look up
literally do a formula. Right. So now how we treat your business horoscope is you can't buy it on its own. We literally use it as a sexy bonus because it's easier for us to say, here's how incredible this program is. So we're going to give it to you for free just because we know that you need it. So it's a bonus when you buy something else from us or we bundle it up, just like what I was going to lead into with Rock Your Biz. So we know its value. We know that you need it. So we're just adding it into what you're getting that's sexier somewhere else. And then people take it and they're like, holy crap, my mind is blown when I'm looking at this data about my business. And so they're like super into it after the fact.
Right.
But so that leads me into Rock Your Biz, where we bundled our top four programs at the time, which was Trello for Business, Your Business Horoscope, The Money Making Creative, and The Follow Through Method. All of those go really well hand in hand together and when done in a specific order. So it was the first time we've really tested a bundle where we like took students through the program, like we handheld them, and we loved it. We loved the small group setting. We loved the accountability. We loved helping people like see the progression of the programs, because one of our tasks, like one of our goals for 2017 was to simply just not only get more students, like obviously, but getting the students who we were getting to finish our programs and to fully understand like how they were so impactful to your business. That leads to happier people, better results in other people's businesses, better testimonials. Like it's all good stuff all around. You don't want to sell stuff just for the sake of selling stuff. You want people to actually find impact in your programs. And so one of the things is like, okay, well, we'll walk them through all of the programs and tell them what order they need to take them and help them along the way. And so I think that had a really great impact of people going through our stuff for Rock Your Biz, which I loved.
Yeah. So we did that bundle, sold it in a webinar, and then followed them for 6 weeks. So we were really intimately involved with these students and really got to know them and got to know their struggles. And that led us to create our like signature program.
Yeah.
And I never thought we'd get there.
I literally never thought we would.
I was like, are we going to continue to create all these small things that are just going to be topical and we're going to conquer these things? But
well, I want to touch on pricing real quick. Sure. So before our signature program, you guys know that Trello for Business was $29. What the price range we had been around is all less than $300. It was a little bit more than that when we bundled up Rock Your Biz because we like threw everything together. But so when you broke everything out, you're talking like $147, $97, $47, $29, maybe $247 over here. So very like low ball numbers.
So when we got to Strategy Academy, which is now our signature program, we really wanted to create a course that was really all-encompassing and touched on a lot of topics that is somewhat covered in our other courses, but really takes someone from starting out in business all the way through essentially our first 2 years. And everything from mapping out your why to growing a team and scaling and automating. And
everything in between.
And so that's a ton of new content that wasn't covered elsewhere. Like everything else is super niche and like super topical. And like we're covering a very, very specific item. But in Strategy Academy, we wanted to help you with like every aspect of your business, because we know that as a small business owner, you're going to run into everything from social media to building a website to growing an email list to wanting to run your first webinar. Yeah. And so it meant creating this like animal. And it was really nice because while we were building it, we had been working on it, scheming it, thinking about it,
for months.
Planning it months and months, if not the entire 2 years we had been in business.
Yes.
And Rock Your Biz students really, I feel like, laid the foundation of what we felt like was an important aspect of what needed to be covered in the program.
Because what we kept hearing was like, okay, I have this set up. Like I have pricing figured out. I have my year mapped out of my goals and how I'm going to break those out into tasks. And I know what I'm doing. When do I do things? Which strategy do I run with first? How do I maintain growing an email list and writing content for my blog and nurturing those people and posting to social media and creating other products? Like, how do I juggle all of that? Like, which one do I put my attention to first? I feel like that's what was really missing. And so what we saw in a lot of programs that they would teach you like what you need to do. And then a separate program would teach you how you need to do that thing. But no one told you when you should implement it in your business. And so there was really, truly missing that kind of trifecta of like, here's why you need an email list. Here's what it can do for you. Here's how you can grow it. Here's how you can nurture them. Here's how you can sell to them. Oh, and then here's the actual tactical piece of designing and setting up your opt-in and then connecting it with your email service provider. So our goal was like, every piece like that, we wanted you to understand the strategy, understand the purpose, understand how it could work for your business, and then literally have the how-to be able to do it all in one big package.
Which was a massive undertaking.
Yes. Yes.
It was not a small feat because, I mean, we focused on the bonuses really being the tactical how-tos and the course.
Like the tech screen share, step-by-step, et cetera.
And the course being the strategy, the groundwork, the how, the why, the when, and walking you through that process. Even the like nitty-gritty, like mindset pieces, we call them therapy sessions in Strategy Academy. Like the things you're going to go through and think about and like worry about and how to get past that fear and anxiety and move on to the next stage of your business.
Yeah. So that one we were super excited about. It's being our signature program. It's also our most expensive. It's the largest investment, but similar to Rock Your Biz, we wanted to walk people through it. We wanted to handhold people. It was our most successful launch to date. coming in at just shy of six figures, which is banana pancakes to me. If you want to hear more about that specific strategy, we do have a podcast episode about it, so you could go back and listen to that. But it finally freed up. What doing a signature program for us did was it finally freed up space to where we could not be launching like we used to, and instead be very, very strategic about when we were coming in and popping in throughout the year. So you know those businesses who launch just a couple times a year with a big program? That's what we wanted to be doing. Whether we had stuff that was for sale all the time or not, or smaller launches was just something we were going to decide to do if we wanted to. We wanted to still have that freedom, but we wanted to be assured that like the bulk of our income was happening two or three times a year, but we needed to get to that signature program first in order for that to happen. And it happened a year and a half into business, a year and a half into selling courses at different price points for different niches, covering different topics, like being provided different media, like all of that stuff, testing it out. So if anything, I hope this timeline just shows you that you can start super tiny, you can start super janky, you can start super small, and just put it out there. Just try it. See if digital courses is even something you want to be doing in your business, and don't stress that it has to be this big hoopla right out of the gate. You're going to learn so much from your audience and from teaching them just little things here and there about what to include and what not to include inside that big program, that I encourage you to just try. Just put stuff out there right now and see where it takes you.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.